While politicians in Brussels are now jostling for positions and party alliances after the recent European elections, there can be no denying the message sent by Europe's voters. Anti-EU parties surged in popularity across the European Union, and in some countries they have become a force to be reckoned with, especially in France and the UK.
The anti-EU UK Independence Party, or UKIP, made especially stunning gains, leaving their political opponents reeling. They picked up a whopping 28% of the vote. And so, those in British politics working to maintain and improve ties to the European Union are understandably wondering what the future holds. Anya Cooper's spent time with a pro-EU Englishman in London to see how he's faring.
He's as British as they come and has one of the most quintessentially British names, Bond, Ian Bond. While car chases and the occasional spy rendezvous may not be part of Ian Bond's world, international intrigue of sorts is. Especially if you find all of the attention paid to Eurosceptics recently intriguing. Bond is a former diplomat who's worked in Moscow, Washington, Brussels, and of course London. His role since leaving the British Diplomatic Corps, with which he was the UK's ambassador to Latvia from 2005 to 2007, has been focused on keeping Britain firmly part of the European Union. For Bond, his professional move from the Foreign Office to the pro-European Centre for European Reform has been a very natural one that allows him to promote his passionate personal belief in the concept of European unity.
For me personally, yes, I mean, I feel British, but I also feel European.
On this day, some very British pomp and circumstance was taking place near his London office as Queen Elizabeth II's horse-drawn carriage rolled almost right past his office window, en route to her very UK-focused speech in front of Parliament. But that didn't deter Bond from getting on with his very European-focused work. He says Britain's interaction with the continent must increase, albeit with a reform-minded eye.
We are an island of 50-something million people off the coast of Europe. We're not somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic or beyond. We are intimately linked to Europe, and our history is linked to Europe, and you can't get away from that.
And yet Bond's daily challenge is the fact that many in Britain do want to get away from that. The governing coalition of Conservatives and Liberal Democrats here have promised an in-out referendum on the Europe question after the scheduled 2015 general election. The idea of a nationwide vote telling the government to leave the EU is something that stirs deep-seated concern in Ian Bond.
Well, I can imagine it, but I think it'd be very regrettable. It does seem to me that, you know, we gain much more by being part of the European Union than we could possibly gain from being just, you know, like Iceland. We're not like Iceland. We're a big country with big trade, financial interests, the city and so on. And a lot of that is very closely tied to Europe. We would lose a lot by leaving.
Bond's own family history has few, if any, links to the rest of Europe. He grew up in an insular family in the then insular city of Birmingham. There were certainly no family holidays to France, and his mother never even left the British Isles until she was well into her 50s. But Bond became a somewhat rebellious teen, and his interest in the world outside of England kept growing.
Well, ironically, it came from getting a scholarship to go to America for about 6 months. So, actually, it didn't start with Europe so much, but with spending time living in America and getting an idea of a very different culture there.
The Foreign Office was a natural stop for Bond after university, and so travel and living abroad became the norm for him, his British wife and his three children. Once back on the UK side of the Channel, after 28 years of diplomatic experience, he embraced the opportunity of working as a critical friend of Europe for the Centre of European Reform.
Those 20 miles of sea are, it's a psychological gap in our minds. So, yes, I think we would have been different if we had been linked physically to the rest of Europe from the beginning. I mean, for one thing, I think, we would long ago have changed which side of the road we drove on. I think it's slightly disorienting when you take the Eurotunnel and, you drive on one side of the road in the UK and you drive off on the other side of the road in France. That is quite disorienting.
Not everyone in the UK travels by car, of course. As the Queen's gilded carriage gets drawn by horses right down the middle of the road on nearby Parliament Square, Ian Bond points out, as he sits in his office, that not every Brit who's travelled a bit is pro-Europe. And Bond explains he and his colleagues at the Centre for European Reform don't embrace the European ideal without question. Their desire is to see new, reform-minded leadership of the European Commission. This kind of change is what British Prime Minister David Cameron is after, and it would further motivate Ian Bond, he says, on his mission to help Britons understand the benefits of seeing themselves as European. It was one of his very first assignments as a young diplomat, he says, that still motivates him today.
When I joined the Foreign Office, I had the opportunity to join a group of young European diplomats from many different countries of the EU, to spend some time mixing with them in courses that were run to introduce people from different EU countries to each other. And, I think, what that tells you is that under the skin we're all remarkably similar.
Bond is convinced the beauty and strength of the European Union lies in the freedom of movement it offers its citizens and the new horizons that can be explored. The ability for Europeans to live and work in any of the EU nations means everyone can benefit.
If you're getting ambitious, thrusting young people coming to the UK, I think that's a positive sign. That's a sign that we have an economic model that they think is good and offers them opportunities. And, I think good luck to them if they want to seize those opportunities, and good luck to our people if they want to seize those opportunities. But I don't see that we benefit by closing the drawbridge.
That was Ian Bond speaking to Anya Coopers about the trials and tribulations of being pro-EU in the UK at the moment.